it's a case of continually getting nearer and nearer and nearer to seeing things as they actually are. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Aaron Ellen's Podcast for Men. And in this episode, we're going to be discussing how the world may be in slightly different than the way you see it. It's easy to think the world is exactly as we see it. And this is something I come across a lot. And it's rarely true. Everybody sees things completely differently. And as you evolve personally, and as you evolve spiritually, or whatever it is you would like to call that, once you open up as a person and you begin to study and you begin to see things and you reflect on your life experiences and all of these things, what happens is your vista of the world, like imagine the window you see through the world through, begins to expand and you see things that you weren't aware of before. And even for me, like when I think back about how songs or movies, things I used to watch when I was much younger and hopefully much less wise, you know, and you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm evolving in wisdom all the time, as we all are, hopefully. But back then, when I used to watch movies, there was so many messages in there that I didn't notice, I didn't see. Some positive, some negative, obviously. And the same with music. Like when I listen now to music or I watch movies, I literally hear and see things that weren't there before. And if you're any way along your personal development journey, and you know, and you're getting quite a long way along that journey, you're probably having the same experience. And if you're not, and you're on that journey and you're just starting out, you certainly will. So it's almost like looking at the world through a very constricted tube. And then the more you open up and the more you develop, it's like someone keeps slicing the end of that tube off until you get to the point where you can see full vision, like you're looking at it through a 360 degree lens. And part of us and part of me still thinks that isn't true. But there's so much experience of it now that I've had personally, and people I work with and people I speak to, or even people I don't know whose books I read, pretty much everyone says the same thing, that once you get to a point where your development starts to increase and you start to think differently and you do more introspective work and you do some critical thinking and you take some time just to sit and think and have a think about things as many of the great people in history did, then you start to notice that you're much more observant. You're much more aware. You see what's not really shown and you hear what's not really said. And as you continue on that journey, that just opens up, expands and evolves even more until you get to the point where, you know, you may be somebody now who you would have thought was completely amazing before. And really all you've done is you've just got there step by step. And you've taken a little step and you've become more aware. And because you become more aware, that expands your vision somewhat and how you see the world and how you see people and things and yourself and how you look at how you do things. And then as that expands, that opens up another level to you of growth. And that level of growth expands your vision even further. And that's really the process. And that just keeps going. It's like one feeds the other and it continuously spirals in a direction that improves your life, that allows you to interact with others in more positive ways. It gives you better vision for your business or your career and for your family and anything it is you want to do, or hobbies or projects. It allows that space for you to look, and you'll get to the point where maybe you're just now walking through the park, and whereas before you know maybe someone's on their phone or they're just thinking about things, what you'll start to notice is that you'll significantly increase your capacity for awareness. And if someone asked you, say you've been on that journey now for a few years, or even decades for some people, if you went back and asked the person of years ago or decades ago, when before you started this journey, if you asked them right at the end of their walk, like, what did you see in the park? You know, for most people, or for several people, the answer is going to be the screen of my iPhone. Okay, well, once you ask someone who's been on that journey for a lot longer, who's become much more aware and who's settled into who they're being as a person, and they've become settled in that and they know much more who they are and they're much more present. And I'm not talking about some, you know, hanging around doing nothing, being mindful to the feeling of the carpet under your toes, and I'm not knocking that either, but that's not exactly what I'm talking about, because I like to make things practical and useful. So I'm just talking that, you know, when you're, say you're out of the park, like I was yesterday with my family, you are actually there and you're not trying to be somewhere else. And then when you're working and you're there and you're not trying to be anywhere else. And that kind of level of presence allows you to be fully immersed in what it is you're doing and to do it in a good way, but not to worry about it afterwards and not to be thinking you wish you were somewhere else. And sometimes maybe people are, and they should have a think about what that means. But it's a case of when you say now, like yesterday, I was just at the park and my family were, we had another family with us and we were just off doing some stuff. And for a few minutes I sat there and my dog was wandering around meeting other people and other dogs. And I was just watching, and you literally, my awareness now, and I'm not trying to say I'm great or anything like that. It's not that at all. But I know because of a lot of the work I've done over the years, my awareness is significantly greater. Like I can, you know, when I said back to the walk in the park, if you ask someone what they remember of their walk when they're sort of just in the, you know, I don't want to say lower levels of vibration, but that's what it would be called. They're pretty much in the moment, you know, how am I feeling? What am I looking at? I'm on my phone. I'm, you know, maybe talking to someone on the phone on a walk. And then you get to a place where you actually look and you're much more aware, and you don't necessarily want to be on your phone. You want to take in life and you want to meet people and have conversations. You know, just in that day, I had several really good conversations with people that I've never met. And I don't know if I'd have always done that. I don't think so. And it's just taking in the joy of life and allowing myself to work continuously to trying and getting there and getting nearer to the place where I see the world and I hear the things people are actually saying behind their words and behind what it looks like to how it really is. It's the continual work of, for me anyway, and I know for other people I speak to, or people whose books I read, etc. It's a case of continually getting nearer and nearer and nearer to seeing things as they actually are. So as always, and if you've listened to many of my podcasts, I'm probably starting to sound like a broken record, but this is how it is. I hope this has been useful to you. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future episodes, for shows or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, please send those. There's a link in the post description below. If something in here has been helpful to you and there's something you'd like me to expand on it, or you have a specific question about something related to yourself or to someone else, please send that over to me. You can do that. Again, the description will contain the links to do that. I look forward to hearing from you, and I hope that this has been useful to you in some way, and I hope it's helpful to you. And I never know who's listening to this or whether it reaches anyone or not at all. I know obviously by my download numbers that people are listening and those kind of things. But I don't necessarily want to be famous. I don't want to have any massive following. My only aim really is that if I could have every episode I put up, if that could help one person, then that is enough for me. Hopefully this finds you well, and I hope you're having a good week and a good month and a good year, whenever it is you're listening to this, whether it's now or in the future. And as I say, my intention is only to help you in some way, small way or big way, to improve things in your life and to live fully and to enjoy your time here on Earth. And no one knows how long we're here for, and no one knows if we ever come back again or if we don't, although, you know, there's plenty of theories around that. The only thing we do know for sure is if you're listening to this, you're here today and there's still things you want to do and you let fear stop you, or you don't. And that's really the everyday choice we have. So expand your vision of the world, be more present, notice what's going on around you, notice the things people are saying behind what they're actually saying, and allow yourself to fully live into being who you could be. All right. Until next time, this has been Aaron Ellen. Hopefully something useful has come across, and I'll see you soon. Goodbye.